This podcast is brought to you by All Family Pharmacy. This is your family pharmacy where you can get ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, antibiotics, and even your daily meds, all online. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save 10% right now. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10.
Iran's formerly supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, is dead.
This was our last best chance to strike what we're doing right now and eliminate the intolerable threats posed by this sick and sinister regime. And they are indeed sick and sinister.
Our rules of engagement are bold, precise, and designed to unleash American power, not shackle it. This was never meant to be a fair fight, and it is not a fair fight. We are punching them while they're down, which is exactly how it should be.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
1-844-500-4242. Asking more questions of the Mara Healey administration, typing them up. They're stonewalling me on another matter, yet another matter. 844-500-4242, breaking news from Tehran. The moguls of the Iranian movie industry have announced plans for a ripped from the headlines historical work about the Soleimani, which was sunk by the first American torpedo to hit a warship since 1945 yesterday. The tentative title, the working title, is Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. Oh, that title's already been used on an American TV show. How about 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea? Oh, that's already been used by a novel, in a novel by Jules Verne. How about, Oh, Atlantis. Oh, that was a song by Donovan, who I believe was a Zionist folk singer back in the 60s. 844-500-4242. It's just another amazing day in the news. There's so much going on, and the war continues. And it looks like the Iranian missile supply, according to President Trump, but also according to the Pentagon briefing, they're going to run out of missiles, or pretty much out of missiles. They'll always keep a few stashed here and there to throw out there, but they're running low on missiles. And once they do, once all the missiles are taken out, or as many as they can do, the Americans and the Israelis will have not just there's a difference between air. They have air superiority now. Then once it's all done, they've wiped out all the missiles and all the air defense systems. They will have air supremacy. And that's when what Marco Rubio yesterday called Chang begins. And I assume that means sort of the older bombers, the big ones, not the B-2 that's already been used against some of the ballistic missile sites in the mountains, the ones that took out the nuclear facilities last June. These would be like the B-52s and the B-1s will just come in and they will just pulverize everything. It's also being reported by the New York Times that although they are what's left of the mullahs are being defiant and threatening to rain down death and destruction on the Zionists and the infidels that they have already made overtures to the CIA, thinking they can work with the CIA and saying, can you please tell Orange Man to lay off? But, you know, Orange Man bad, as he said yesterday, it's too late. But, you know, it's never too late. It's always, everything is the art of the deal. And he also said, you know, that as long as they renounce nuclear missiles and ballistic missiles, that, you know, he just wants to do business with he wouldn't mind doing business with somebody. But as he said, too, we're killing them so fast that pretty soon we're not going to know anybody. It's going to be like, we have a collect call from a phone booth in Tehran. It's the new Ayatollah. Or the new Ayatollah is going to send a carrier pigeon with a plea for mercy. Another potential title for the movie about the heroic voyage of the Soleimani, The Deep. Yeah. As 919 says, after all the missiles and the air defense are gone, it's just a turkey shoot. I think they're going to send in a lot of those drones too, and just start taking out these people on the streets that are these paramilitary thugs. They're like the TDA, the Trend Ragwa of Iran, and they're just going to really destroy them. Apparently, they're also the Kurds are 10% of the population. The 90 million people, so I guess there's 9 or 10 million Kurds in the northwest part of Iran, and the CIA is already arming them, and so that's where the rebellion is going to start. 844-500-4242. Andrew says, Howie, I just wish I had a girlfriend who looked at me the same way the liberal media looks at terrorists. Isn't it true? Isn't that the truth, Andrew? You know, they didn't say boo when the Muslims killed 32 or 35 or 40,000 Iranians in the street who all they wanted was freedom. Did not a peep out of them. Now Khomeini is dead, this savage, this genocidal maniac, and they're weeping and gnashing their teeth and spreading ashes over their heads. I mean, they're brokenhearted about this. Did you see the Iranian TV is back on the air in a manner of speaking? They're broadcasting from somewhere underground. I don't know where. But they said that we were going to have a big funeral for Khomeini, but there's so many millions of people want to come to Tehran that we're going to have to postpone the funeral. You know, the way sometimes in New England, there will be the burial will be in the spring after the snow thaws. There's not going to be much to bury for Khomeini. Burial will be after the bombing ends. There was an Israeli jet shot down an Iranian MiG yesterday, and all the IRGC and Bashit people were all excited. They were cheering it on. Look! They got the Zionist American jet, and then it plunges to the ground, and then reality sets in. They realize 72 more versions have been called for the pilot. 844-500-4242. 401, another title for the movie. How about Dead Reckoning with an emphasis on dead? I know the liberal. Are they going to hold a candlelight vigil for the dead sailors on the drowned sailors tonight on the Cambridge Common or the Boston Common?
They were innocent fishermen, Howie.
Yes, they were on their way to a wedding. Remember that?
Yep.
The wedding, whatever that bomb in ISIS column, they would say it was not terrorists going to kill gays. and Druze and Christians. It was wedding party. This was a seagoing wedding party, or maybe this was a bachelorette party. It's been a bad week for the Iranian Navy. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on TikTok.
We're looking at TikTok.
At Howie Carr Radio Network.
The name is hot. The brand is hot.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie. BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is Rep. Jasmine Crockett's political career appears to be over. How do you feel about that? Gladdened, saddened, or saddened only because she would have been easier for the GOP to defeat in November?
Saddened only because I think she would have been easier to defeat by Attorney General Paxton, who I think will be the nominee.
44% of the audience agrees with you, 54% say they are gladdened, and 2% now are saddened.
All right. 603 says, breaking news, U.S. District Court judge orders U.S. Navy submarine to stop shooting torpedoes at Iranian ships. Ordered to go help reef. That's satire, but... There could be Judge Boasberg or Judge Murphy in Boston, or the Ecuadorian lesbian in Maryland. There are a bunch of them that could be teeing up that decision. 844-500-4242. 919. That sub is the only one with a ship kill in over 70 years. Those guys will be spreading their feathers like a peacock. Yeah, I mean, how many people are left that have been on submarines? Remember the guy the Navy gave me shoes? The guy that was on the submarine, the New Hampshire sailor from New Hampshire? He died at the age of about 100. He was a loyal listener of the show, a really smart guy to the very end. I bet there's fewer than 10 people left until yesterday that have been on submarines that had actually taken out ships. But now, I don't even think of submarines as having torpedoes anymore, except in movies. I mean, I just think of them as having missiles. I just think, you think of a submarine, you see a missile coming out of the ocean, heading towards some bearded savage trying to rape some young infidel girl or chop off somebody's head. 774. Crockett can always open up a hospice or daycare center, says Andrew. Or she could open up an autism center. Autism is another one of their big scams that they got into today at the hearing in D.C. Jonathan, you're next with Howie Carr.
Hi.
Oh, we lost him. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. That Iranian ship that got torpedoed,
yes.
Their propaganda machine is going to try to sell the fact that it hit an iceberg in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the call. I don't think the Sink the Soleimani is going to do nearly the box office, though, of the Titanic. Call it a hunch. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Howie, I'm glad you brought up the Kurds in Iran today, because I'm starting to get a little disheartened thinking may not be easy to get rid of the current administration they have there. But I think once these Kurds come down from the mountains, and they will come down from the mountains, they've been persecuted worse than anybody.
Right. And you know, we haven't really done right by them either, Chris. You know, we used them to fight ISIS in Syria, and then we kind of abandoned them. I'm surprised they trust us, actually, aren't you?
I guess, yeah. I mean, when you think about things, but they're going to want redemption in a big, big way. If I was an Iranian official, I'd be really afraid of not less the civilian population, but more of the Kurds coming down for redemption.
I think they're afraid of everybody. I mean, again, think about what happens. Think about what happened in Romania when the communists lost control. Think about what happened when the partisans took over Italy. Think about all the women in Vichy, France, who got their heads shaved because they'd been sleeping with the German soldiers, the Nazis. I mean, there is 47 years of payback, longer than was in Romania, Italy, France, any of these countries. And it's going to be massive. They should be scared. And you know what? There was a report today that the Americans and the Israelis, just in Tehran alone, again, a very big city, they've taken out 15 police stations. And so that what they're saying is, anybody who can come after the protesters or, you know, the insurrectionist revolutionaries, whatever you want to say, even if they're just cops on the beat, they'd send them out if all the IRGC and Bajat are gone. So they're just taking out every symbol of the hated regime, including the police stations. And so I don't think there's going to be much left when they finally say you can come out now. And we can't predict the future, but I think they're just going to go. They're going for the jugular. It's pretty clear, isn't it? Hunt for Red Ayatollah. That's a good one. That's a really good one. 978. Another 978. We need common sense torpedo laws. Where is Chuck Schumer when you need him? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, I'm driving through Goldsboro, North Carolina. Listen, I just wanted to ask you, what are the rules of engagement what happens to all those Iranians that jumped into the water? Do we now have POWs?
You know, I was thinking about that. They were picked up. The Sri Lanka Navy came by and picked up about 60 or 70 of them that survived. And I was thinking, who takes them now? Are they the responsibility of Sri Lanka, like soldiers in World War II would get to neutral countries like Switzerland or Sweden, and they would just stay there for the duration? Or do we pick them up? That's a really good question, John. I was thinking the same thing.
Great minds think alike.
Hey, John. Do you know what happened to this guy, Phil Berger, the most powerful legislator in Raleigh? He got knocked out by 2 votes last night. That's amazing, isn't it?
Howie, I'm only passing through. I'm on my way to Myrtle Beach. I'm from New Jersey.
Okay. Then you don't know any more than I do. It's the guy was originally from New York, but he moved down there, and it basically was running the whole General Assembly, as they call the legislature in Raleigh. And he's a New Yorker, got knocked out. And then there was another in Texas, the guy that knocked out Crenshaw was a New Yorker who'd moved down there. He had a pool, he has 2 pool maintenance companies. His name is Thoth. And he's the most, they called him Senator No. And Crenshaw thought that was a knock, but that's not a knock. It wasn't a knock on Jesse Helms, and it wasn't a knock on Senator Toth, who's now going to Congress. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Studio, it's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Remember yesterday they were having a meeting of like the Muslim equivalent of the College of Cardinals, all the leading clerics, or the Southern Baptist Convention. The Assembly of Experts, they're all these clerics, these rubber-stamped clerics. They were conducting a final vote to select Khomeini's replacement as Ayatollah. And remember how in Fulton County in 2020 in Atlanta, suddenly the vote counting had to stop because of a burst pipe, or so they said. Nobody ever figured out what the burst pipe was, but somewhere along the way, Biden got 300,000 extra votes. But so the same thing happened, though. Instead of a burst pipe like in Atlanta in 2020, this time it was a bomb hit the vote counting at the Assembly of Experts. Well, there's a new development today. The IRGC-affiliated Fars News Agency reported that the vote counting has resumed. It's being held remotely. Remotely. Very, very remotely. Officer Mark says, rumor has it that the NATO code name for the sunken Iranian ship was Delmont. Get it? Get it? Ted Kennedy? That night in July 1969 was driving an Oldsmobile. Delmont? It sank, like the Bismarck, it sank to the bottom of the sea. 844-500-4242. Can you get torpedoes at an American gun show? Democrats seem to think so, asking for a friend. We've got to close
the torpedo loophole.
You beat me to it, Jared.
Sorry.
You and me and all of our listeners and viewers were thinking the exact same thing. The torpedo loophole. It's got to be closed. It's just too dangerous. How many more, Mr. Speaker? You know what? What do you call an Iranian floating in the sea? An Iranian sailor floating in the sea, Jared?
What?
Bob. John.
Ha, ha, ha.
That was from a text there. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, great show as usual, Captain.
Thanks.
The gentleman who used to listen to your show, World War II, that was Bill Tebow. And he lived to 97. We lost him last spring, but his big thing was he really wanted to live to 100. So, but yeah, hopefully he's listening above. We're going to try to name it's already a bridge in Newfields for the submariners, which he did, but we're going to try to put his plaque on there, this Memorial Day for 250th. So. But he loves your show, Howie.
You know what? I would love to see and read an interview if there are any World War II sub, and they'd have to be World War II because there hasn't been anything sunk since then by a torpedo. I'd love to hear an interview or read an interview with one of the last remaining submariners of World War II, if there are any left, you know, to see what they're thinking today.
I think that was the last one in New Hampshire.
Wow. You sure it wasn't Doug Bryant as his name? I thought his name was Doug Bryant.
Gosh, it could have been because, again, you know, there's not many of them. I'll try to find out. But Bill Tebow used to listen to your show all the time. I know that.
Yeah. I think his name was Doug Bryant. I'm just looking it up on Amazon. The Navy gave me shoes. He was from a really poor family in New Hampshire, and there was a lot of poverty in those days. Well, there was everywhere in the Great Depression. And, you know, even in New Hampshire, which you never think of as a real poor state, but it, like everywhere else, it was very poor. Thanks for the call, John. He was under the, they were under water in the Pacific for over a year. I mean, they obviously had to come up at some point, but they were, you know, for the vast majority of their time, they were underwater. And I mean, it was just. You can't imagine how bad. I mean, even you watch a movie like Run Silent, Run Deep, and you just get claustrophobic just watching the movie. 844-500-4242-508. Do you think the guy they're voting for wants the job? Well, you could ask the same question about when the FBI started coming after the mafia families back in the 1980s. You know, I mean, it was just like you were going down like that. And the Israelis have already announced that they're planning to kill whoever it is. Whoever gets it, they consider him to be a legitimate target. And they're saying it's
just rapidly going. Everybody that seems to want to be a leader, they end up dead. And
there's a story. Khomeini's son is apparently the front runner for this coveted position. And there's a story in the New York Post. Apparently, he's had some major problems in his life with erectile dysfunction. I know. Maybe we should tweet that story out just for more laughs. That's in the New York Post, Jared. Tweet that story out. He had to go to London. He had to go to a citadel of infidels. Not so much now, but back 20 years ago, there were still a lot of civilized people living in London. And he had to go there for treatment for his impotence. It's not a real good sign of the potency, shall we say, of the Islamic Republic. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Howie, those D-1 bombers are causing ED problems all over Iran this past week. it's important, especially for people in Boston. Today, on March 4th, it's a historic day in Massachusetts. It's ironic that it was Henry Knox, he's 24 years old, on March 4th, brought cannon from Fort Ticonderoga, 1,000-pound cannons with 3,000 men and 80 team of oxen, dragged it to the Dorchester Heights and drove the British out of Boston, just like the United States is driving the mullahs out of Iran. And it's very historic. And as a matter of fact, from Dorchester Heights, Howie, they could have blown away Whitey Bulge's package store, too, right from the top of there. I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
The South Boston Liquor Mart. Highest prices in town. But nobody ever complained. Thanks for the call, Dave. Think about that. They dragging 1,000-pound cannons through the snow, because that was before global warming. From Fort Ticonderoga all the way across the Massachusetts Turnpike, which then as now was unplowed. 844-500-4242. Otis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Otis.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Hey, look, I was a submarine sailor back in the early 70s, and
yeah.
Are you there?
I'm here.
And, okay. This is the first ship that's actually been sunk by a submarine, but I'll tell you, we used to shoot dummy torpedoes at each other all the time down at the tongue of the ocean. Down at, I still remember, you know, this is 55 years ago. I still remember what a torpedo in the water sounds like.
I never heard of such thing as a dummy torpedo. I'm sorry we lost him. I wanted to hear more about the dummy torpedoes. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
How would you empty out an Iran bingo parlor?
How?
B-52.
Ha, 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 ha. The jokes are starting to pile up. Or B-1. Or B-2. I don't think they still have B-17s, but B-17 would probably work as well. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Yeah, Howie, when I was in Iraq for 4 months, I spent time down at Umm Qasr, which was the only port, and I was attached to the Royal Navy and the Royal Marines. And one of my friends, he's Steve Lewis, he was in the Royal Navy. And they asked him, do you want to do 4 months in Iraq? Or do you want to do 8 months underwater? Because he was a submariner. He said, I'll take the vitamin D. He just didn't want to go underwater anymore.
I know. I mean, Doug, doesn't it seem like cruel and unusual punishment? I was just thinking, when you get in trouble in prison, they throw you in the hole, like Johnny Moderano was in the hole in Otisville for 3 months. I mean, it's kind of the same thing, isn't it, Johnny?
It would be, I think, would be the worst job ever to be, because you're stuck underwater. You don't see sunlight, and especially, which is worse, that was attack subs. The worst are the missile subs, because literally they go out and they settle down on the bottom of the seabed, and they're just literally rocks on the bottom of the ocean, waiting for the call to send off those nuclear missiles. And they raise the subs every couple of days so the silt doesn't bury them. But they just, those missile subs, you go out and you sit on the bottom of the ocean, which is kind of scary.
Wow. Do you remember when I was a kid, I remember the USS Thresher? That was a modern submarine, and something happened, and it just crumbled. And like, they lost 200 sailors all at once. It was just, I couldn't get out of my mind for months. Nobody could. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Rob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rob.
Howie, good afternoon, sir. I want to know if you could tell me, is it a conflict of interest for this Supreme Court justice that just blocked Diane DeSaglio's audit? Is it going to be a conflict of interest now for Mara Healey to take that judge and appoint her to $1 million a year salary at UMass Medical, and then Mara gets to appoint a Supreme $400,000 judge in her place?
You're mixing up a bunch of different stories here, Rob. I mean, she opened up a job for her elderly ex-girlfriend on the SJC, the Supreme Judicial Court, by appointing or allowing this guy, that Jenny Buckingham, the former head of Massport at 9/11, her husband, to become the chief counsel at UMass for like about $500,000 a year, and the woman who's going to get the job as the chief of the UMass Medical Center in Worcester, she's one of Fauci's coat holders, Rochelle Walensky. Remember her from she's from Chestnut Hill. They're going to give her that job for $1 million a year. I think the thing about the judiciary, Rob, is if they rule in on behalf of the state auditor to allow an audit of the legislature, the legislature will punish them by never giving them another pay raise. I don't think it's like $1 million or $400,000, but they like getting those big pay raises. They're up to over $200,000 a year for what is barely part-time work. And they were all bust-out lawyers. They were all starving to death when they had to make a living in the dreaded private sector. So they've died and gone to heaven. They're never going to rule against the legislature. I've said it all along. I said it during the campaign. I said, this is great. Vote for Diana DeSaglio's referendum question to audit the legislature. But it's not going to happen because the legislature will punish the judiciary. How about the Attorney General, Andrea Joy Campbell? She approved putting the referendum question on the ballot in 2024, meaning it was legal, it was constitutional. And now that it's been passed by 72%, about 2.3 million voters endorsed it, she says, I can't enforce it. I can't take the order into court. Wait a second. You said it was legal to pass it. So you're the Attorney General. You're supposed to represent the auditor. Why do you say it? So it's not legal now? Then why did you approve it to put it on the ballot in 2024? Were you wrong then or are you wrong now? Ugh, don't get me started on this. The audit and the hacks in the legislature. It's pitiful. Pitiful. 508, what do you call an Iranian laying on your front steps? Matt.
Ha, imagine, ha, ha, ha.
Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher. This device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes, providing a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. The hostile driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. Over 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Graham Plattner, the Democrat Senate candidate, the tough street kid from Hotchkiss. He just said that this is all Israel's fault, this war. Benjamin Netanyahu has been plotting this for 30 years. This is the guy with a Nazi tattoo on his chest. Says he's not a Nazi. You know, you can maybe get away with saying stuff like that, but not if you have a death's head tattoo on your chest, which is what Plattner has. 844-500-4242. 781, I've asked before, but why can't we engage the ACLU as my right for my rights as a voter being disenfranchised concerning the referendum for the Beacon Hill audit? You can't engage the ACLU because they're on the side of the autocrats, the kleptocrats of Beacon Hill. They're rooting for the legislature to maintain control. The ACLU is no longer the friend of the Bill of Rights. They're the friend. The ACLU stands for Alien Civil Liberties Union. 844-500-4240. John from Kansas says, sounds like Khomeini's son has experience with dummy torpedoes. Yeah. Yeah, we tweeted that out, by the way, if you want to read that story in the New York Post about his impotence problems. And again, I'm with the earlier caller who said that I think there's a lot of erectile dysfunction going on, especially at the higher levels, or what's left of the higher levels of the Mullah regime. Scott, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, hi, Howie. There's kind of a misconception about that last torpedoing of that ship out in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
About the Iranian ship. There was actually a British submarine back in the Falklands War, back in 82, that sank a heavy cruiser that the United States had sold to Argentina. So maybe it was the first United States.
Right. I didn't. I'd forgotten that, or I did. Maybe I never knew it. Okay. So this isn't the first one since World War II. It's just the first U.S. sinking since World War II.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because it was a ship that we sold to Argentina. And I remember the pictures out of Newsweek. They were showing the periscope of the survivors, and they were covered in flight craft.
I remember the headline in the Herald one day during the Falklands War: Brits blitz Argies. Pretty, that was Don Forrest. He was a great editor. I'm Howie Carr.